Hi guys, it's Nakaya Kenna coming to you with the only question, giving you the only answer to what everyone wants to know. And that is, what is black girl magic? Now, I'm kind of furious right now. You can probably hear it in my voice. I had a terrible experience today as well as a great one. I'm going to start off by giving you the bad and then the good. So I didn't make it to class today. I had one class at 11:40. I ran out of time and did not go. Now, the reason I didn't go is because when I woke up this morning, I knew I had to go to Sprint to fix my phone. Reasons with my phone, yesterday, it just decided to not charge anymore. So I went and tried to get a new one, did get a new one. They gave me like some type of warranty phone without headphones and an official charger and like completely flowed me out. So I had to take it back. You know, I was taking it back. I wasn't having it. I ordered me an 8 Plus online. So that's coming tomorrow. So I'm like, you know what? I don't want nothing to do with this phone. I'll just be phoneless for like 10 hours. But, yeah. So, and I just needed it. So I go to Sprint, right? Hold on, guys. Let me send out this text. The text I'm reading right now says, awesome. You're the bomb, Nakaya. This is from my stylist. The stylist I'm assisting for. Thank you. Means the most. I'm gonna send a sisterhood meme. It's gonna be so cute. Okay, I sent it off. I sent the Raven Simone. We are sisters. We stand together. We make a no, we don't the same. That is that shirt. All right. Went to Sprint today. Yeah, okay. So me and Marceline went to Sprint today. Let me emphasize that because she was definitely present. Okay, so I go to Sprint this morning. I get a text on the way to Sprint from this stylist. Now, I've been waiting to hear back from them since about last week when I sent out the email. She called me today with work to do, and I did it efficiently. So, okay, she calls me. She's like, hey, I need such and such, such and such, such and such. Found the fanciest hotels around Charlotte. Call them. Book. I did it. Done. Right? Okay. That was perfect. She was impressed. They love me. Her other assistant loves me and is so excited. I'm on board now. I really look forward to putting on that black girl magic and shifting the culture in that room over there where they at. So, yeah, I need me some clients this year, y'all. I need me some clients. So, okay, back to the phone. Okay. I got that text. I was like, hell no, I cannot be without a phone today. Like, I have to text her. I have to be alert. I have to kiss ass today. Like, I need to follow this lady around if I have to. So, because she's working with A-list celebrities, and this is the exposure I need for myself and my brand. Phone charger? Fresh garlic. Look in the refrigerator. It's like a packet of peeled fresh garlic. It's my roommate, so don't take a lot. Okay, so hold on, let me retext. Okay, yeah, she said nice. Okay, so so the phone. I just refuse to be without a phone today. I'm gonna keep it hot with you. Now, the person who pays my phone bill, yes, I don't pay my phone bill yet, but that's coming this year. But the person who pays my phone bill was not having it. Like, they needed me to turn this phone in today. I had pressure on my back. So, me being rebellious, the Nakaya I am, I did not go turn the phone in. I just went in the store and I'm like, hey, do you guys have this phone in store? Yada, yada, yada. Already knowing she done ordered the phone, I just was trying to flow them out and see if they had the phone in store. They did. I was like, okay, cool. I have class. I'll be back later. This is like 11 o'clock. Now, I'm kind of psyched about charity. I'm gonna edit the name out, but I'm kind of psyched about this stylist who hit me up. So I was thirsty, you know. I'm like, shoot, I'm gonna wait around and see if she called me back. You know, what she need me to do? Do I need to pull up? Yada yada yada. I plan on going to class and like just waiting for her and then leaving class. But I did not want to leave class and be disruptive, so I just didn't go at all. And class was 11:40 to 1:35. It was one class. It's light. It's a capstone course, so I'll make it up. Okay. Phone. I need. Phone. So Sprint got that out the way, came home, did research, worked, made phone calls, looked for the fanciest hotels around Charlotte, booked, kept it super confidential, made sure the people I was on the phone with ain't tell nobody who I was talking about, because like these people are like Jay-Z and Beyonce. I'm gonna just say that. Okay, it's not Cardi B or Nicki Minaj though, so get that out your head. Or Beyonce. Okay, didn't go to class, did work today, knew I had to be back to Sprint after I did my work. So she calls me, the person who pays my phone bill, screaming viciously, like viciously so mad at me, I almost think she hates me, right? So, okay. Yeah, so I'm kind of like already heated about that because don't be on my back about no damn phone. You feel me? So I go to Sprint. I'm like, yo, I go in there about my business, feisty. Some of y'all know how I am. So I'm like, yo, I need help. I scream it in full confidence. The whole store looks at me. I need help. I need attention. I got 30 seconds for y'all. Just need to be clean, sweet, and quick. Right? I come at him just like that. I told him 30 seconds, all I had. Everyone is stunned. And it's nothing but men in the room. I don't give a fuck.
And
My confidence
feisty
is out this world. Huh?
women. And feisty women.
And feisty woman that could get bleep, 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 bleep. I'm gonna have my button soon, but yeah. Feisty woman. I do not do women, and y'all know I don't do women, so what the fuck would you try me like that? So, okay, the men. Of course, I go handle the men first because that's the head. I go talk to them. No one can help me. Store manager tells me, oh, you gotta wait till the next available representative. Everyone's busy. Cool. I let that rest for like 10 seconds and I turn around and I say, okay, so what are you doing? Because he was standing there on his phone. He said he's supervising. Fair. It was smart, but it was fair. So I went and sat my ass down. Did a little wait. While I was waiting, I was contacting corporate. I just had a terrible experience, guys, with them. Like, they were so fucking ratchet, and I think I made them so comfortable yesterday that they felt like they could be like that. But it's not like that. You know, it's still business at the end of the day, and I had to let that be known tonight. Now, okay. I'm just gonna say that they had me fucked up tonight. I cried, I screamed, I fussed. I've never in my entire 21 years of life, however many months is that, 735 months, I have never been rude in a corporation to employees. That is not my character. I've been studying customer service over 7 years now. That is not my character. These people stepped me out of my fucking character tonight, and it wasn't Black Girl Magic. And I'm gonna let y'all know that. This segment is about me and how I was not representing Black Girl Magic tonight. I am furious about it. Okay. Let me set the bar. Now, don't tell me. Can't nobody help me when y'all got seven bored ass motherfuckers in the room. Seven bored ass employees in the room and no one can help. You working at a phone company and everyone's on their phones? I told them motherfuckers tonight I was in process of buying the goddamn building and I was firing all of them first. I'm not playing with you. I'm about my business this year, and no one is running across me. No one is running over me. I'm 21 years old now. This confidence has always been in me, yo. And I have been scared to let it loose. I'm not scared no more. My confidence, confidence, That's the word of the year. I might name my child Confidence, bro. I'm not playing tonight. I'm not playing to ever in my life. Y'all gonna hear me for real on this segment, yo. Marcy, you got anything to say?
I'm
gonna pass it off to Marcy, let her do her talking, and I'll be back.
So, Kaya was very angry. I'm just gonna say she was very angry. And I was like, compose yourself. You need to compose yourself, but show that you stern and that you about your business. Mm-hmm. Because that's what my mom has always showed me. And does she get her way? All the time.
And now, I hate to cut you off, but let me just be clear on this. I was professional. I was never ratchet. I was never bitch, fuck you, come outside. It was always like, I'm about this business. I'ma fire you. And I don't even own this company. You feel me?
I feel you. But what we had to do was we had to stay still. We had to be calm because they were expecting us.
Hey guys, it's Nakia Kenner coming to you with the only question to the only answer. Wait. I ain't even saying the intro right. Wait. Let me get right. Hi guys, it's Nakia Kenner giving you the only answer to the only question that everyone wants to know. And that is, what is black girl magic? Magic. You gotta respect it. I'm starting from the ground up. I'm making my own commercials and everything. So listen, I just wanted to come back and apologize for earlier. That was so rough. I do not want y'all to reciprocate any negative energy off of this podcast. That was simply just me. Letting loose because I got so mad today and so bothered by people, and it really bothered me because I'm loving humans right now and you should not upset me. So I'm like really sensitive with humans right now because I love y'all so much. I'm in a phase where I'm like in love, so don't hurt my feelings, don't break my heart type shit, like real shit, bro. And I feel that way about everybody, my mom, my dad, people I love. Like, you not supporting me in this moment, bro? I'm liable to fuck around and leave you in life and never speak to you again. Like, I'm in that phase. Okay, so what is black girl magic? I have to end off this podcast answering that question clearly for you. Now, black girl magic is professionalism. Today, I was not professional. Today, I stepped out of my comfort zone as well as my character. I was not comfortable with it. I embarrassed myself. I was shameful about it, but I was raw and I was me, and it was only hurtful because I've never been that way before in a public setting. I've never been mean to employees or rude to employees. I've been analyzing and studying customer service well over 10 years now. So I was really hurt by that, you know, and being in these arenas, in these stadiums, I work with thousands of people, thousands of people, guys. Game counts is like 15 to 20,000 people. I'm entering them in. I'm speaking to every individual. I'm talking to every individual. I know people. Over the years, I have learned to know people and read people well and have people's skills and communication skills as well as confidence. So I'm not even plugged up to the mic right now, so I hope this is really good quality. I'm on my laptop. It's a little HP Mini, so give me the benefit of the doubt, but I know y'all love me, and I love y'all. Have a good night. Mwah.